back to the Arlington Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that President Joe Biden is allowing 100,000 Ukrainians refuge, and it is happening as we speak. When months ago there were 30,000 Haitians who were in a camp in Texas, and President Joe Biden in 24 hours made a decision that we've got to send all those people back, never mind the risk they took to get here, never mind what they're up against in their country. And so he, without question, jettisoned them on their way. But to now turn around and open the door and say to people, Ukrainians who are knocking at the door, you guys can come in, and all the rest of you who are standing at the gate, we're not going to let you in. I mean, what does that look like? You know, I mean, our country, what do we look like? You know, what do we look like morally? You know, we claim to be a moral nation, but how do you pick and choose which human beings are worthy? And it's kind of been one of the Achilles heels of our nation since its inception. And here we are, you know, all these, you know, years later, and it's still the same thing. Well, we're going to make sure that those Ukrainian people get jobs. We're going to make sure that their kids get to go to our schools. They're civilized. And so we're going to allow them in. But the others, no. They're not welcome. Well, why? Well, you know, we are not going to, they're going to come in and they're going to be on the dole. Anybody from Ukraine who comes here, they're not coming here with money. They're coming here with the clothes on their backs. They're not going to be moving into their own homes. They don't have anything. So, but they are going to be given a fair opportunity and a hand up to succeed in this country. Why is that not what should happen to every person who comes here from war-torn countries? Why do we pick and choose who those people should be? Do people not see something wrong with that? I do. Listen, you know, I know it's not a popular segment, but I'm not here for popularity. I'm in love with the truth and what's right. And that's exactly what I am talking now, truth and right. You know, and I don't gain anything by knowing that there's not one person out there who can defeat me in my argument, because it's not Earl whose argument it is. The argument is truth and falsehood. And so the truth is not mine alone. You know, there's not something written in a book, and you look in a dictionary or encyclopedia and you look for truth, and they say, oh, Earl's picture is in there under truth. No, that's not the issue. That's not what it is. You know, truth is universal. Somebody should be asking the question, other than this writer and me and others, but this is not going to get a lot of play in this country. It's just not. You know, And I, again, I'm not begrudging those people. They didn't do anything to deserve what they're getting. But neither did the others who are lining up at the border. And in some cases, we have created the environment why they're at the borders. Central America, the reason that all those people from Central America are at our borders and at our doorsteps is because of the policies of our government. That's just a fact. Nobody can beat me in that argument because it's the truth. So why don't we talk about those things? Oh, well, there are too many people at the borders. We can't afford to bring those people into our country because, you know, they should stay where they are. Well, have we not done what we have done historically in their country to take advantage of their resources? They wouldn't be at our gate. Man, why is it so hard to do what's right? That's what happens in our country. It's not the country itself, it's the people of the country. The country itself can't determine right and wrong. It's a landmass. You know, doesn't have any brain. But it's many of our countrymen who don't want to grapple. And I don't even know why it should be a grappling thing. And you have to grapple with, well, should we deal with the truth or not? Well, I grappled all night last night on whether or not I should, whether or not I should stand up for the truth or falsehood. Oh, you did you? what does it say about you if you're grappling and don't want to deal with the truth that's there? Listen, we gotta rethink this thing. And we got to do what's in the best interest of all people, not just some. All I'm saying, do what's in the best interest of all people, because people don't have any control over where they're born. You know, people who are born in Afghanistan, many would rather be born in America, but they don't have any control over that, right? We who are fortunate and blessed to be born in America, before, you know, we were even thought of, before sperm ever met ovum. Uh-oh, I don't know, can I say that? Listen, it didn't say, well, I want to make sure that when I'm born in America. No, that's not how it happens. The luck of the draw is what that is. And those of us who are in this country, who are born here only by the luck of the draw, are we here? So that's why we need to focus on everything and everybody and looking and being inclusive with everybody. And then, and only then, can we say that we've got the best nation on earth and that we treat everybody fair and equitably. And until we can say that and be truthful about that, I'm tired of hearing about how great the country is. I just am. Because I can point out shortcomings of the nation all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year in, year out. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.